感谢主赐给我们这么多孩子。
We thank the Lord for giving us so many children.
这些都是教会未来的希望。
These are the hopes of the church.
很快啊，他们都要成为耶稣基督的精兵。
Very soon they will become soldiers of Christ.
所以我们做父母的啊，要好好的教养他们。
So as a parents, we need to raise them up well.
今天早晨我想和弟兄姊妹们来一同交通，就是西岸特会的一点回馈。
This morning, I would like to fellowship with brother and sister concerning some messages of WCCC.
弟兄姊妹都知道，七月底的时候，有些弟兄姊妹去参加了西岸特会。
Most of us know that at the end of July, some of us went to the conference.
主世代借着那个特会给我们许多的祝福。
The Lord has blessed us much through the conference.
所以希望在这里还有很多没有去的。也能够有一点点的在这里的这个彼此的交通。
So we hope that through the mutual fellowship here, for those who didn't attend the conference could be blessed.
我们好不好一同来读几处圣经
？Let's read a few passages.
首先是启示录第一章。
The first one is in the book of Revelation, chapter 1.
我们来读第一到第三节。
Verses 1-3.
另外还有十七和十八节。
And also.Verse 17 and 18.
启示录第一章
Revelation chapter 1.
好，我们翻到了以后，好不好？大家同声来读，中英文都来。
Let's read together, both in Chinese and English.
耶稣基督的启示就是神赐给他叫他将快要快成的事指示他的众仆人他就差遣使者小谕他的仆人约翰约翰便将神的道和耶稣基督的见证凡自己所看见的都证明出来练这书上预言的和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的都是有福的因为日期近了十七
Verse 17
我一看见就扑倒在他脚前像死人一样还用右手按着我说不要惧怕我是首先的我是末后的又是那存活的我曾死过现在又活了直活到永永远远并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙接着还是启示录第二章
And chapter
2, 我们读第一到第四节
verse 1 to verse 4,
这是给以弗所教会的一封信的一部分。
This is a letter to the church in Ephesus.
一起来
，together.
你要写信给以弗所教会的使者说，那右手拿着七星在七个金灯台中间行走的说，我知道你的行为劳碌忍耐，也知道你不能容忍恶人，你也曾试验那自称为使徒却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的来。你也能忍耐，曾为我的名劳苦。并不乏倦然而有一件事我要责备你就是你把起初的爱心离弃了好，最后是启示录第三章
Lastly, chapter 3
我们来读主给老底家教会的信
The letter to the church in Laodicea
这是全封的信第十四到二十二节
Verse 14-22
第三章十四节我们一起来你要写信给老底家教会的使者说那位阿们的为诚信真实见证的在神创造万物之上为元首的说我知道你的行为你也不冷也不热我巴不得你或冷或热你既如温水也不冷也不热所以我必从我口中把你吐出去你说我是富足已经发了财一样都不缺却不知道你是那困苦可怜贫穷瞎眼是身的我劝你向我买火炼的金子叫你富足就买白衣穿上叫你自身的羞耻不露出来又买眼药擦你的眼睛使你能看见凡我所疼爱的我就责备管教他 所以你要发热心
voice,
也要悔改
the door,
看哪、
啊、
我站在门外叩门若有听见我声音就开门的
comes,
我要进到他那里去
所
以他他与我一同坐席得胜的我要使他在我宝座上与我同坐就如我得了胜在我父的宝座上与他同坐一般圣灵向众教会所说的话凡有耳的就应当听我们再有点祷告
That's a word of prayer
主我们感谢你
Lord we do want to thank you
把你的话语赐给教会
For giving your word to the church
说我们在远离你之后
So that as we departed from you
还有回到你面前的机会
You still give us the opportunity to return to you. When the testimony was lost, there's a chance to be restored. So Lord, we leave ourselves and our brothers and sisters into your hands. Please bless the one who will speak, translate, and those who will hear.
让我们一同来领受你的话语。
So that we will receive your word.
求主借着圣灵的工作
May the work of the Holy Spirit
使你的话在我们里面发出亮光
So that your word can be enlightened in us
让我们能看见
So that we can see
让我们有意象
So that we have a vision
得着启示
Get a revelation
做一个跟随你的人
So that we become a follower of you
作为跟随你的教会
Become a church following your steps
做耶稣基督的见证
Being the testimony of Jesus Christ.
谢谢主听我们的祷告。
Thank you, Lord, for listening to our prayer.
奉主耶稣宝贵的圣名。
In Jesus' most precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹可能大家都还记得。
Probably most of our brothers and sisters still remember.
这次西安特会的题目呢是恢复基督的见证。
The theme of the conference was the recovering of the testimony of Christ.
江弟兄江守道弟兄在一开头的时候就跟我们说。
Right in the beginning, Brother Kam mentioned to us.
他说，恢复基督的见证是教会最重要的一个题目。
Recovering the testimony of Christ is the most important thing for the church.
可能很多时候我们的关心跟这个不太一样。
A lot of time, our cares might not be related to this.
虽然我们成为神的儿女。
Although we are called children of God,
我们会稍微关心一点属灵事情。
We may still have a care for the spiritual things.
但是可能很多时候我们还是关心我们个人的成长。
And yet, a lot of times, we still care much about our personal growth.
我们的儿女会不会成为好孩子？
Whether our children will be good.
我们的家会是怎样？
How about our families?
但是我们的弟兄告诉我们。
But our brothers reminded us.
在他经过九十几岁的人生，侍奉主几十年之后。
As he gone through the life journey of 90 some years and also many years of serving God.
他说，恢复基督的见证。是我们今天教会最重要的题目。
And he said that recovering the testimony of Christ is the most important thing for the church.
他说，若是我们不知道什么是基督的见证
，If we do not know what the testimony of Christ is，
我们就失去了做基督徒的意义。
Then we lost the meaning of being a Christian.
我们若是没有恢复基督的见证
，If we do not recover the testimony，
我们就失去了我们这一生的目的。
Then we will lose the purpose of our life.
所以他说这个题目
，And he said this topic
不应当说是一个题目
，should not be just a topic，
只是让我们来这里说说听听。
For us just talk about it to listen to.
他说这个应当成为我们的生活。
It shall be our life.
应该成为我们的见证
It shall be our testimony
成为一个实际
Become a reality
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters
为什么年长的弟兄会这样说呢
Why our elderly brother would say such a way
他告诉我们说
He told us
神在他创世以前
Before God's creation
在他的心中就有一个旨意
In his heart there was a purpose
然后他按着自己所喜悦的他就去计划
According to his pleasure he made plans
因此他有创造的
Therefore, there is a work of creation.
才有世界和我们的存在。
And come to the existence of the world in us.
在人类堕落之后。
And after the fall of man.
也才有救赎的工作。
And there became the work of redemption.
所以我们整个得救赎。
So actually, for the work of redemption.
应当回溯到神最早最早他心中那个心意。
So trace back to the original purpose of God.
那心意是什么呢
？And so what's that purpose?
那个心意就是他的儿子基督。
That purpose is concerning his son, Christ.
神要叫万有都来顺服基督。
God's desire is to make all things be obedient to his son.
万有都在基督里面同归于义。
All will become one in Christ.
他的儿子做元首。
His son will be the head.
万有都听命于他。
All things will be submissive to him.
然后整个万有蒙祝福。
And all things will be blessed.
整个万有充满基督的荣耀。
And all things will be filled with the glory of Christ.
因此整个66卷圣经。
And therefore, all the 66 books.
都是为着这个目的在写的。
It's all written concerning that purpose.
如果我们读来读去。
If we read the Bible.
没有读到神这个目的。
And yet we don't come to realize the purpose.
那我们就不懂圣经。
Then we don't understand the Bible at all.
我们可以天天读。
We may study daily.
我们可以背。
We may just memorize it.
但是如果没有抓住这个重点。
If we cannot hold of that purpose.
我们失去了读圣经的目的。
We lose the purpose of reading His Word.
为了这个缘故
For this purpose,
所以我们弟兄告诉我们
So our brother reminded us
我们应当以基督的见证为我们整个的中心
So the testimony of Christ shall be the center of our lives
那么圣经也告诉我们
The Bible also tells us
说神乐意把他的儿子启示给我们
God, it pleases God to reveal his son in us
那么是什么意思呢
So what does that mean?
他就是说所有蒙恩得救的人
He says for all who are redeemed
都可以明白基督的见证。
We can all come to understand the purpose of the testimony of Christ.
都应当为着基督做见证。
And we shall also testify for our Christ.
没有一个例外的。
No exception.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们不可以把这样的题目当作是一个太高的题目。
We should not consider this topic as something too high for us.
如果我们有这样的意念。
If we have that kind of thought.
我们就与神的荣耀无分无关。
Then we have nothing to do with God's glory.
我们可以得救。
We are saved.
但是是一个可可怜怜的得救。
But we are still very pitiful.
就是仅仅得救而已。
We just only saved.
跟这个世上没有得救人相比的话。
Yeah, compared to those who are yet to be saved.
我们在这一生恐怕看不太出来我们是得救的人。
In our daily world, probably we cannot tell that People cannot tell that much difference from the rest of the world.
而且当有一天我们离开世界的时候。
And also when the time as we are to depart from the world.
到主那里去。
When we come to see the Lord.
我们是贫穷的。
We are going to be poor.
赤身的。
We are going to be naked.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们有一个人把耶稣基督的见证当作是一个太高的题目。
Hope no one of us will consider the testimony of Christ as something too high for us.
没有一个人觉得这个是不重要的。
No one considers that is not important.
没有一个人轻视这个题目。
No one despises that topic.
所以今天我们希望能够靠着神的恩典。
So today, hope by the grace of God.
和弟兄姊妹们交通。
We would like to fellowship with you.
那么最重要的是什么呢
？So what's the most important thing?
是盼望我们都看见了耶稣基督的见证。
The thing is that we will all see the testimony of Christ.
而且知道今天这个见证已经失落了。
And come to know that the loss of the testimony.
不仅是在其他的团体里面
Not only in other groups,
就是在我们自己的团体里面
also within us,
也是失落的非常的厉害
The testimony has been lost very badly.
所以我们要知道这个失落
So we need to come to know the declination
而且要知道怎样来恢复它
And we will not come to know how to get it recovered
且要知道靠着什么我们可以达到神这个目的
And also know by what means we can fulfill God's purpose
为什么这个需要恢复呢
？Why we need to recover the testimony？
我们打个比方。
Let me give an example。
如果说在古代有个皇帝。
Just if in the ancient time, if there's an emperor，
那么他呢，把一个国宝托付给一个大臣。
If he gave a treasure to one of his important officials，
叫他从一个地方把他运到他的京城来。
And to ask the officer to bring the treasure to the capital.
这个托付是一个重大的托付。
And that entrustment was a very important one.
那么对于这个受托付的那个大臣来说
To the one who was entrusted.
他的命呢跟这个国宝呢是连在一起的。
The officer's life is very much one with the treasure.
国宝在他的命就在。
If the treasure is there, then his life will Less.
国宝如果失落了，他的命也就没有了。
If the treasure is lost, then he will be gone.
这个就是今天教会所承受的托付。
And actually, this is exactly the entrustment of the church.
是一个攸关我们生命的托付。
Something to do with our life.
所以我们弟兄用一个字叫做 vital.
So our brother used the word vital.
就是与生死攸关的一个事情。
Something to do with life and death.
同志们，不是说你这个没有了，那你还有别的东西。
It's not that we can go without this.
那么现在我们来看看到底什么是耶稣基督的见证。
So we need to first look at what the testimony of Christ is.
那么简单的说，耶稣基督的见证就是耶稣基督的自己。
Simply put, the testimony of Christ is Christ himself.
那么意思就是说，神是把他的儿子整个的托付给我们。
In other words, God entrusted his son entirely to his church.
那么这个托付下来，什么叫做达成的呢？
So the entrustment, so what the meaning, what's the meaning of being fulfilled?
它分两个方面。
There are two aspects.
一方面就是个人的。
The first aspect is concerning individuals.
第二方面是团体的。
The other is concerning the corporate.
在个人方面来说，
For each individual,
神是要把我们每一个都磨成他儿子的形象。
God desires to conform each one of us to into the image of His Son.
那这句话是什么意思呢？
So what does that mean?
意思就是说，神要让我们像他的儿子。
That means that God will make us like His Son.
他的儿子在地上的时候怎样行事为人？
How His Son walk on earth, deal with things.
他叫我们这些蒙恩得救的人也要照样的来行事为人。
For us who have been saved by grace, we will do like manner.
弟兄姊妹，我们可能一听到这个，我们都说不敢当，不敢当。
I will say that, oh, it's too much.
啊，这个太高了，我承担不起。
It's too much for me.
啊，我能够如果能够做一个最小的基督徒，那就可以了。
I just want to be a very最小的 smallest saint.
但是神是这样说的吗
？But it is that what God says?
不是的。
No.
但是我们会这样想。
But we will have that kind of a mentality.
因为我们没有真正看见神的目的。
Because we didn't truly see the purpose of God.
我们也没有看见说神为着这个目的，他预备所有一切供应。
We didn't see that for that purpose, God has prepared all the provisions.
我们要承认说，靠着我们自己。
We have to admit that based on ourselves.
没有一个人可以达到神这个目的的。
No one can fulfill God's purpose.
没有一个。
None.
就是我们从中国最老的一些圣人来找。
From the ancient saints of China.
以色列的那些先知，那些最爱敬虔爱神的人来找。
Even from the Israel history, for those prophets.
都没有一个人可以靠着自己达到这个目的。
No one by themselves can fulfill God's purpose.
但反过来说。
But on the other hand.
如果我们懂得依靠神。
But if we know how to rely on God.
如果我们有心的话。
If we have a desire.
每一个都可以达到这个目的。
Each one of us can fulfill that purpose.
那这样来看。
So from that perspective.
问题出在哪里呢？
So where's the problem?
问题不出在神。
The problem is not with God.
问题是出在我们。
The problem is with us.
我们可能毫不在乎。
Because we don't care.
我们还可能在传统里面。
Because we're still in the tradition.
在我们的头脑里头所装的是你脑袋中的基督教。
In our mentality, what we have is our own Christianity.
不，只不过是个宗教罢了。
It may be just a religion to me.
我们就来做做礼拜。
We just come to a meetings.
我们就来奉献一点金钱。
We have some monetary offering.
至于那些属灵的事情呢，是一些少数的神职人员的事情。
For those spiritual matters are just for those a few.
我们今天应该在世界里面打拼。
We need to strive in the world.
我们应当为了许多的事情忙忙碌碌。
We should be occupied and busy with many other
things. 让那些圣职人员去关心，去成就神的旨意吧。
Let those clergymen to take care of the spiritual things concerning God's purpose.
就是完全的伤了神的心。
Actually, that hurts God's heart.
但是今天神的儿女可能大部分都是这样的。
And yet, that might be the general mentality for God's children.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So, brothers and sisters.
磨成神儿子的形象。
Being transformed into the image of God's Son.
你的父亲已经预备了所有一切的供应。
Our Father has prepared all the provisions.
这个供应是什么呢？
So, what is His provision?
给我们新生命。
He already given us a new life.
给我们圣灵。
He already given us the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵是另外一位保惠师。
The Holy Spirit is another comforter.
他在我们的灵里边，这个新生命里边
，in our spirit, in our new life,
一住进来就不离开。
Once he comes in, he will never leave us.
他在那里帮助我们
，he is there to help us,
教导我们
，teach us,
他鼓励我们
，he encourages us.
他一直在磨我们，要把我们磨成神儿子的形象。
He continues to mold us, to transform us into the image of his son.
所以弟兄姊妹
，so brothers and sisters,
有哪一样的预备？比预备圣灵住在我们里面更周全。
This is no other provision so it's more complete than this.
更有能力。
And more powerful than this.
更忠心。
More faithful than this.
更有把握可以来成全神的目的。
Having more assurance to fulfill God's purpose.
所以圣经才说圣灵是我们得基业的凭据。
So in the Bible it says that the Holy Spirit is a deposit of our inheritance.
这神圣的旨意因着有圣灵的缘故是有把握的。
The divine purpose will become our assurance because of the Holy Spirit.
圣经没有意思要让我们变成一个有道德的人。
So the Bible does not want us to be a man of morals.
有善心的人。
Of good deeds.
好像我们来做一些好事。
Or we just do some good.
不是的。
No, it's not that.
圣经有更高的旨意。
There's a higher purpose from the word.
整个从里到外来改变我们。
It is a transformation from inside out.
那么因此主耶稣就告诉我们。
Therefore, Jesus Christ told us.
在启示录一开始的时候。
Right in the beginning of Revelation.
他说这个启示是神赐给约翰。
This revelation was given to John.
然后叫约翰把这些事告诉我们。
And he asked John to preach to share this with us.
让我们再来告诉其他的弟兄姊妹。
And we need to share with other brothers and sisters as well.
并且他告诉我们说，凡是念这书上预言的。
And he said, whoever reads the word of the prophecy.
还有听见又遵守其中所记载的，都是有福的。
And those who hear it and take to heart, those are blessed.
因为日期近了。
Because the time is near.
因为日期近了。
Because the time is near.
那么为什么主在这里这样说呢？
Why does God say in this way?
因为启示录乃是整个圣经的总结。
Because the revelation is a consummation of the whole entire Bible.
前面有65卷书。
Prior to it, there are 65 books.
每一卷都在讲耶稣基督的见证。
Each one of them is talking about the testimony of Christ.
到了启示录的时候。
And yet when we come to the book of Revelation.
他把它整个总结起来。
It's a sums up.
说耶稣基督的启示。
It talks about the testimony of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的见证。
It's a testimony of Christ.
叫听见和遵守的人都要得福。
So that who hear and take to heart will be blessed.
所以刚才我们讲到说在个人来说我们被磨成神儿子的形象。
So for each one of us, we shall be transformed into the image of God's Son.
那么我们具体怎么做呢？
So how do we put that in practice?
我们弟兄给我们几个点。
So our brothers mentioned several points.
就是我们第一个要以基督为我们首先的。
The first is that we need to take Jesus in our first place.
以基督为我们幕后的。
And Jesus will be the end for us.
也能够以基督为我们那存活的。
And Jesus Christ is the living one.
这三个点若是我们能够用。
If we can take these three points in heart.
那么被磨成神儿子的形象就有路了。
And there's a way that we can take to be transformed into the image of Christ.
那么主耶稣是首先是什么意思呢？
So what does that mean that Jesus Christ is the first?
就是主耶稣必须在我们生命中有为主的地位。
It means that the Lord shall have his lordship over us.
每一件事你要做决定的时候。
Everything when we try to make a decision.
你要先想到主。
We need to first think about the Lord.
不是先想到自己。
It's not just to think about self first.
不是先想到我们的儿女。
It's just think about our children first.
不是想到其他的原因。
And not other reasons.
乃是要想到主耶稣。
We need to think of our Lord first.
和他的见证。
And his testimony.
如果我们这样来操练他。
If we exercise in this way.
你家庭中的每一件事物。
Every matters in your family.
你的活动要怎么安排。
Concerning the activities.
你的金钱要怎么使用。
Concerning the financial situation.
你在家里跟家人如何来相处
？And your relationship with your family members.
你的工作、你的职业是为着什么
？The purpose for your work and your occupation.
到这里去工作呢，还是到那里去工作
？I shall go to this place to work or that place.
就都有路了。
And then we will find a way.
所以基督应当在每一件事上，他都是第一。
So Jesus Christ should be in the first place for everything.
那么这样呢，他才是我们的主。
Then he will be the Lord.
所以我们弟兄引用那个。F.B. Meyer 弟兄的一句话。
So our brothers quote the quotation of brother F.B. Meyer.
他说：“基督若不是我一切的主，他就根本不是我的主。”
He says that if the Lord is not the Lord of all, he is not the Lord at all.
主要百分之百。
The Lord's lordship shall be 100%.
99.5%都会让我们失去掉神的目的。
If we only give him 99.5%, we're going to lose the sight of God's purpose.
后面他说我是末后的。
And later he says that I am the end.
如果我们照字面来看的话，我们可能会觉得说这个有点没道理。
And if we just look at the word itself, it seems that doesn't make sense.
既是首先的，那怎么是末后的呢？
It seems that he is the first, how come he become the last?
那如果我们来用的话，那就是说我们每件事情最后才想到主耶稣。
Now if we just prioritize it, you will be on the very bottom of our list.
主不是这个意思。
It doesn't mean that way.
这个末后的意思就是说，他来为我们这一生做一个结束。
Being the last means that he's going to conclude our life.
他来把我们这一生的目的做一个了结。
He's going to conclude the purpose of our life.
我们这一生要得着什么呢？
What do we want to gain from our life?
我们在那里教导我们的儿女，要他得着什么呢？
When we teach our children, so what do we expect them to gain from their lives?
要他们得着基督。
We want them to gain Christ.
要我们得着基督。
We want us to gain Christ.
那么具体来说是什么？
So what's it that in practice, what way?
就是基督的生命丰丰满满的长成在我们身上。
That is, the Christ's life will fully grow in us.
像我们这些生也不带来，死也不带去的人。
Yeah, so we cannot bring anything to the earth, and then we cannot take anything with us when we depart.
我们结束的时候到主那里去，我们带什么去呢？
When we conclude our life and we come to see the Lord, what do we bring to see Him?
我们不能带着我们的学位还有很多的学问去。
Or we cannot bring our diplomas, we cannot bring our knowledge.
那些在那边都没有用。
Because by them, there's nothing works.
我也不能带着我们银行的存款部那些财务去。
Or we cannot bring our money or our account over.
你世界上最喜爱的所有东西都不能带去了。
The things you like in this world, you cannot bring it with you.
那如果你爱宠物的话呢，那对不起。
If you have any pets, sorry about that.
我不知道主耶稣会不会让你带去啊。
I don't know if that is allowed.
圣经没有说。
Oh, because it doesn't say in the Bible. Yeah.
但是呢，有一样你一定能带去的。
But one thing that I'm sure you can bring over.
那就是能存到永远的。
That can last to eternity.
那就是永生。
That is eternal life.
那就是耶稣基督的生命。
That's a Christ's life.
所以我们基督徒永生在得什么？
So,What do we want to gain in our life?
不是说我们感谢主不用死了。
When we have an eternal life, it's not that we just give thanks, Lord, we don't have to die.
得永生乃是得着耶稣基督自己的生命。
Having the eternal life is having the life of Christ himself.
所以他应当为我们生命整个的做一个结束。
So he should make the conclusion of our life.
那你怎么样子能够在一生结束的时候有这个目的呢？
So how can we have that kind of purpose as we conclude our life?
你也必须在每一件事上都以它为目的。
So we have to have that purpose in every day, in everything in our life.
如果我们今天每一件事不以它为目的，
If we don't consider him as a purpose of everything,
我们时间随便用，
We just waste our time,
我们的力气随便用，
Or waste our energy,
我们一生走来走去，
And we go this place or go there,
跟基督的目的无关，
and have nothing to do with the purpose of Christ.
最后也一定不会达到这个目的。
At the end, we cannot reach that purpose at all.
所以他应当是我们末后的。
So he shall be the last.
他又是那存活的。
And he is the living one.
这讲到我们以基督为生命。
And he talks about we shall have a Christ as our life.
因为只有他是活的。
Because he is only he is the living.
所有其他一切都是死的。
Aside from him, everything is dead.
你现在眼睛能看得见的。
What you can see now,
凡是眼睛能看得见的，
What you can see with your eyes,
都会死，
will die.
只有看不见的，
Only those are invisible,
是永存的，
will last forever.
什么好好宝贵主耶稣基督在我们里面。
So we shall treasure Christ who is in us.
所以最近我们一起在追求关于生命的事。
So recently we have been pursuing the matter concerning life.
无论是中文组的周五读经，
Whether in the Chinese Bible study on Fridays,
无论是主日弟兄们的交通
，or Sunday messages,
都是在告诉我们说，别的都不要紧。
It talks about other things might not that important.
生命不能失去。
And yet, the life is essential.
要按着生命的感觉来行事为人。
We shall walk by this life.
来聚会，来侍奉。
We shall by this life, we shall.Gather and we shall assemble and we shall worship.
来操练基督的性格。
Or we shall exercise to cultivate Christ's characteristic.
这些 跟我们在地上做好人无关。
And nothing to do with us being a good man on earth.
在那里修炼道德也无关。
And nothing to do with how to cultivate ourselves as a good person.
希望弟兄姊妹们，我们的路不要走错了。
So hope that we will take the right path.
我们不要以为说主耶稣今天救了我们，就要让我们来做一个有道德的人。
It's not that the Lord come to save us so that we could become a good person.
当然，一个真正的基督徒是有道德的。
Of course, for a true Christian, they should be a moral person as well.
但是反过来说
，But on the flip side,
一个有道德的人不一定是有耶稣基督生命的人。
A moral person, not necessarily has the life of Christ.
他所行出来的也不是依靠神的生命而行。
And the good deeds that the person carries out might not based on the life of Christ.
就是他能够舍己身叫人焚烧。
Even he can just give out his life to be burned.
就是他可以把一切所有的来周济穷人。
Even he can give his all to save the poor.
若不是从主耶稣基督生命而来。
If it is not a natural outflowing from the life of Christ,
那些在神面前都没有价值。
There's no value at all before God.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters,
个人被磨成神儿子的形象。
For individually speaking, we shall be transformed into the image of God's Son.
非常的重要。
It's very important.
那么教会团体呢？
What about corporate speaking?
就要成为基督的身体。
We shall become the body of Christ.
所以为了这个。
For this purpose.
神才创造我们的身体。
So God created our physical body.
但是因着这个神圣的目的。
And yet for that divine purpose.
撒旦就竭力的攻击。
The Satan do his best, does his best to attack.
从伊甸园开始。
From the Garden of Eden.
头一个人亚当就遇见这个试探。
The very first man Adam was under the temptation.
遇见这个攻击。
Under the attack.
从那以后在以色列人身上也是一样。
From that point on, the same attack was on Israelites.
非常剧烈的攻击。
It's a very severe attack.
到教会。
Until to the church generation.
一直到今天。
Until now.
可以说耶稣基督的见证被仇敌拦阻的相当的成功。
Satan has successfully frustrated the testimony of Christ.
所以教会本来应当成为基督的金灯台。
So actually, from God's perspective, church should be the golden lampstand for Christ.
但是有许多的灯台已经被主挪走了。
And yet many lampstands has been removed.
有许多灯台，那灯光是非常暗淡的。
And a lot of lampstands that the lights are very dim.
甚至于是冒烟的。
And it's smoking.
耶稣基督的见证蒙羞。
We have put shame to the testimony of Christ.
我们弟兄告诉我们。
Our brother told us.
我们不能把每一个错误都归罪给撒旦。
We cannot just say every error was committed by Satan.
其实真正的要负责任的是人。
Actually, we are responsible.
因为神为着成全他的目的。
Because for fulfill his purpose.
把生命给人。
God already gave his life.
把圣灵给人。
God already gave his Holy Spirit to us.
所有一切征战得胜的所需都已经预备整齐。
All the provisions to win the battle has been prepared.
虽然征战是剧烈的。
Although the battle was severe.
但是不是不能成功的。
But it's not can be won.
那么怎么样能够叫基督的身体出现呢
？So how can the body of Christ be manifested?
我们个人能够长成像基督是一回事。
So individually speaking, we can be transformed into the image of God's Son is one thing.
我们众人能不能连成一个身体
？Whether we can be connected and united into one body.
能不能在一个元首的指挥之下？全身一起行动。
Whether we can under the one head to work together.
同心灵。
With one spirit.
同脚踪。
With one footsteps.
同目的。
With one purpose.
这是另外一回事。
That will be another matter.
所以神整个旨意不停止在个人。
So God's purpose didn't stop on individuals.
我们不要一直想要成为一个很属灵的人。
We don't try not to strive to be a spiritual giant.
那个价值也不太大的。
That is of notThat much value at all.
因为神要得到教会。
Because what God wants to gain is His church.
并且也只有在教会中，我们才有可能达到个人的目的。
Actually, only in His church, then we can reach our personal goal.
在以色列人历史中
，In the Israelites' history,
我们看见加勒和约书亚。
we saw Joshua and Caleb.
这两个是一个非常好的例子。
Those are very good examples.
加勒我们可以说他是个人得胜。
Caleb was a overcomer by himself.
因为他去攻打那个以色迦南地里面最难的那个希伯伦。
He conquered the most difficult place in Canaan, which is Hebron.
但是加勒怎么能够达到他个人的最高峰呢？
And what's the reason that Caleb can reach his personal high?
如果以色列人没有进迦南，
If the Israelites didn't enter into Canaan,
这个团体不存在，
If that group was not there,
加勒个人不可能打下希伯伦。
Caleb couldn't conquer Hebron by himself.
啊，约书亚是一个团体的代表。
And Joshua was the representative of the corporate group.
他把几百万的以色列人带过约旦河。
He brought millions of Israelites over the Jordan.
经过极其激烈的征战。
And went through a fierce battles.
啊，把他们带进迦南美地。
They brought them into the promised land.
所以我们从这里看见。
So from there we can see.
个人和团体是息息相关的。
So there's a close relationship between the individuals and with the corporate.
并且只有在团体中，你才可以达到个人的目的。
Only in the corporate, then we can reach our personal goals.
当主耶稣把他的启示给地上的人类之后
，When Jesus Christ revealed his purpose to man,
在旧约中我们看见了什么呢
？What do we see from the Old Testament?
我们看见两样。
Two things.
一个是会幕
One is a tabernacle.
一个是圣殿
And the other is temple.
那么这个会幕和圣殿代表什么呢
So what do those represent?
代表神的名所托付的地方
That shows the place where God places his name.
这也就是今天的教会
That represents the church today.
神把他的名托付在他的教会里面
God entrusted his name to his church.
并且在会幕和圣殿里头有约柜
And also in the tabernacle, both in the tabernacle and the temple, there was an ark.
约柜代表基督的见证。
The ark represents the testimony of Christ.
没有约柜，会幕就是空的。
There, if there was no ark, then it is empty for the tabernacle.
所以兰培德弟兄告诉我们。
So Brother Lance told us.
他说约柜代表基督的见证。
He says that the ark represents the testimony of Christ.
如果有一个会幕里面没有约柜。
If the tabernacle is without the ark,
你不要去跟随会幕。
Don't follow the tabernacle.
你要跟随约柜。
You shall follow the ark.
这句话是何等的重要。
It is such an important statement.
如果我们没有属灵的眼睛，
If we do not have the spiritual sight,
我们可能跟着会幕走。
We may just closely follow the tabernacle.
江立兄告诉我们。
Brother Com mentioned.
今天见证他的失落用什么来衡量呢？
How do we measure the loss of the testimony?
或者是说见证的存在用什么来表示呢？
Or in other way, how the existence of the testimony of Christ is represented?
不是看人数多人数少。
It's not measured by the number of people.
不是看他们活不活跃。
It's not that measured by the activities they have.
不是看他们多么有功劳，有多么有好行为。
Not measured by their good deeds or their labors.
像在启示录第二章里面。
Like in Revelation chapter 2.
以弗所的教会。
For the church of Ephesus.
实在是在外表来看的话是非常好的。
Outwardly speaking, they were very good.
他们有行为，有劳碌，有忍耐。
They have a deeds, they have a labor, and they have a perseverance.
不能容忍恶人。
They cannot tolerate the evil one.
也能够分辨真使徒和假使徒。
And they can test who are the true apostles.
为着主的名，他们能忍耐，不乏倦。
And they can persevere for the name's sake, for the name of the Lord.
如果我们今天有这样的光景，我们就觉得说感谢赞美主。
If this is our condition, then we will say praise the Lord.
江弟兄说我们可能也要赞美自己了。
And by then probably we also praise ourselves too.
因为我们这么好。
Because we are so good.
但是主耶稣说有一件事我要责备你。
And yet Jesus Christ says that one thing I would like to chastise you.
那江弟兄说这个还不是光责备，他说我反对你。
And it is said it's not just something I would like to chastise you about, it is something I am against you.
反对你。
I am opposing you.
弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
可见神所要的是什么呢？
So what does God want here?
他所要的不是你外面的东西。
It's not something outward.
但是要里面的。
It's something inward.
他要你我的心。
He wants your and our heart, and my heart.
他责备以弗所教会说，你把起初的爱心离弃了。
He was opposing the church in Ephesus because they lost their first love.
如果心不在主的身上，
If our hearts is not on the Lord,
外面可以聚会，
then we still have a gathering.
照样读经祷告，
we still study the Bible and then we still pray.
我们照样有许多的活动跟这个行为，
we still could have a lot of deeds and activities.
但是主说，这个我不要。
And yet the Lord said, this is not what I want.
命令他们悔改。
They ask them to repent.
如果不悔改的话呢？
If they don't repent,
他说我要到你那里去，就把你的灯台从原处挪走。
Then I will remove your lampstand.
教会是金灯台。
Church should be the golden lampstand.
如果这个金灯台被挪走了，
If the lampstand is removed,
它有存在的价值吗？
Is there a meaning for its existence?
在那里聚会侍奉还有目的吗？
Is there a purpose for our service or gathering?
我们恐怕都落在人的好心，人的好行为。
We may just fall into the category of a man's good intention and good heart.
为什么起初的爱心这么重要？
Why is it so important for the first love?
首先我们要看看什么叫做起初的爱心。
First thing I think we should first look at what is the first love.
我们弟兄告诉我们说，起初的爱心就是那个最好品质的爱心。
The first love is the first quality.The first in quality.
那一个品质乃是上等的。
That quality is the top quality.
我们在小组交通的时候，
In our group discussion,
有个姊妹她就用了一个形容。
Our sister just used one example.
她说这个起初的爱大概就像初恋的爱。
She said that the first love is like, 初恋 romantically. First love. So first love between man and woman.
结果他一讲呢，大家都很有感觉。
When she mentioned that point, everybody echoed to that.
后面好多人呢、啊，就陆续就交通这个那个他们经历过的那个起初的爱。
Then there's a lot of follow-on fellowship concerning that point.
弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
这是我们恢复的路。
This is the way of recovering.
如果不恢复里面起初的爱
，If we do not recover the first love inside,
你在外面那里坐啊、打转啊，都是徒劳无功的。
No matter what we do outside, it's of no effect.
起初的爱是一个怎么样的光景
？So what's the condition of the first love?
就是什么都不觉得牺牲。
So in love, you don't feel you sacrifice anything.
你为他做再多，你都不觉得苦。
No matter how much labor you put on, you don't feel suffer at all.
不是这样吗？
Is it not true?
谈过恋爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Whoever gone through the 恋爱 relationship courtship.
但是结了婚以后，可能那个起初的爱就渐渐的就冷淡了。
But after when we got married, then that first love will cool down.
所以这个度蜜月实在不是个好名词。
So actually, having a honeymoon itself is not a very good term.
好像这蜜月一度完以后呢，以后就那个就没有甜味了。
It seems that once you go past that month, then there's no sweetness at all.
主所要给我们的应该是一直都是蜜月。
What God is giving us is we are in the always in the honeymoon.
并且那个甜的程度呢，应该是与日俱增。
And the sweetness should continue to increase.
我们刚得救的时候。
As we are first saved.
是不是对主有那种感觉？
Do we have that kind of feeling toward the Lord?
如果你从来没有那感觉，
if you have never had that feeling,
要从那里开始。
You should start from that point.
如果你曾经有过，
if you have had,
今天失落了，
if you lost it,
我们要去寻回它。
We need to get back to it.
怎么样来衡量呢？
How do we measure it?
你想到聚会，心里面就快乐。
When you think about the gathering, then you have a happiness in your heart.
不是在那边挣扎说去聚会呢，去玩呢，去做什么呢？
It's not it's in a constant struggle is whether I need to go to the meetings or I need to go somewhere else.
奉献钱。
Concerning the monetary offering,
不是在那边计较说到底是税前十分之一呢，税后十分之一呢。
We not just do the clear calculations of whether it is before tax or after tax.
我已经做了这个，那是不是我这边可以少奉献一点了呢？
Whether we I have paid such money for that service, could I just cut it back from this service?
起初的爱是给的非常的痛快。
In the first love, everything will be given out with a joy.
给的手一点都不觉得是软。
Okay.With joy.
起初的爱，唱诗歌也不同。
And in that love, when we sing a song, it will be different too.
弟兄姊妹，我们是要好好的学唱诗歌。
Dear brothers and sisters, we need to learn how to sing songs.
我们几百人住在这里唱诗歌。
Yes, we have more than hundreds.
没有那个气势。
We don't have that kind of atmosphere.
我们没有把那个要献给主的那个感情献出来。
We didn't.Offer the feeling we should have to the Lord, to Him.
弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
当有人问主耶稣说诫命中什么是最重要的
When someone asks the Lord, what's the most important thing in the commandments?
你们还记得吗
Do we remember?
你要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神
You shall love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength.
从尽心一直到最后尽力
From your heart and with, to the end, strength.
如果我们唱歌的时候嘴巴是要张不张的。
When we sing the psalms, sometimes we would like to open up, it's half open our mouth.
就顺着我们的呼吸就唱一点吧。
We kind of sing according to the rhythm of our breathing.
不另外花力气的。
We don't put much effort to it.
只是说原来呼吸从鼻子出去，现在就从喉咙出去。
When we breathe out from our nostril, but when we sing, we kind of breathe out from our mouth.
弟兄姊妹，我们实在需要恢复。
Lord, brother and sister, we need to be restored.
我只是举一点例而已。
I just give an example.
所有其他与主有关的每一方面。
Yeah, anything to do with the Lord.
都应当使他如火眺望起来。
Need to be stirred up like a flame.
起初的爱心。
The first love.
是神所寻找的。
It's what God is seeking.
那么其次是什么？
So what's next?
他说其次是爱人如己。
Then we shall love our neighbors ourselves.
这两件事情构成神整个在人身上寻找的东西。
These two constitute the things that God is seeking after in man.
所以在教会，在七个教会的七封书信里头。
So in the seven letters to the seven churches.
我们看见对第一个教会主要起初的爱。
So we can see that the letter to the first church, God wanted first love.
恢复对主那个热爱。
The first love shall be recovered toward the Lord.
到了最后一个教会。
Until to the seventh church.
就是老底家。
The church in Laodicea.
神仍然在寻找这个。
God still tried to find this.
为什么我们知道呢？
Why do we know that?
因为老底家从腓拉铁腓堕落下去。
Because Laodicea fell from the church, the condition in Philadelphia.
腓拉铁腓就是弟兄相爱。
Because of Philadelphia means brotherly love.
也就是主所说的爱人如己。
That's the love your neighbors as yourself.
但是到了一个不冷不热的时候。
And yet when they become lukewarm.
我们要爱弟兄也算困难。
It's going to be hard for us to love our brothers.
弟兄姊妹们想想我们的家。
Brothers and sisters, considering our families.
有多少时候为着弟兄姊妹开放？
For how many times have we opened our families for our brothers and sisters?
为着福音朋友开放。
For the gospel friends.
用来接待远人。
To receive the travelers.
我们能够在那里边劳苦而不觉得乏倦。
We can labor in love and without fear suffering.
弟兄相爱。
And brotherly love.
必须成为教会的实际。
Should become the reality of a church.
所以这是神所带领我们恢复的道路。
And this is the path that the Lord is leading us of recovering.
那么我们整个恢复的依靠在哪里呢
？So what's the mean that for this recovering?
整个依靠是在于神。
The whole reliance is on God Himself.
如果依靠人
，if we rely on man，
那就是跟从前历史上是一样的。
Then there will be the same throughout the history.
从旧约到新约
，from the Old Testament to the New Testament，
是严重的失败。
That was a they felt.Badly.
甚至于在教会历史中
Even in the church history,
漫长的十个世纪的黑暗时期
And there's a 10 centuries of a dark age
失落到一个地步连救恩都不见了
They have fallen to the point that they didn't even know the salvation
在人的身上一定遇见失败
If we put the reliance on man, then we will see failure.
但是感谢神,
but thank to be God.
这件事情他要做,
because he is the one who initiates.
所以我们从旧约就看见了。
So we can see from the Old Testament.
当以色列人他们被掳到巴比伦以后,
when the Israelites was put in captivity in Babylon,
掳到巴比伦就是神整个把他的圣殿让人拆毁。
When they were in captivity in Babylon, and the temple was destroyed.
那时候不仅是里面的约柜不见了。
Not only the ark got lost.
并且是整个外面的建筑也不要了。
Then the outward building was also destroyed.
彻彻底底的让仇敌把它践踏。
Then they was trampled by the enemy.
因为神的百姓太伤神的心。
Because God's people hurt God so badly.
今天整体的世上的教会是怎样呢？
So from...What's the current condition for the church?
包括我们自己在内,
including ourselves.
我们也非常伤神的心。
We are also hurting God.
我们落在老底下。
We are in the condition of a Laodicea.
既不冷也不热。
Yes, we are lukewarm.
主说我巴不得从我口中把你吐出去。
God says that I want to spit you out of my mouth.
在这种光景的时候。
So, brothers and sisters, when we're in this condition,
我们以为富足。
We thought we are rich.
我们以为样样都不缺。
We thought we have a required wealth.
但在主看来。
And yet, from God's perspective,
是困苦的。
We are.Wretched,
可怜的
，we are pitiful;
贫穷的
，we are poor;
瞎眼的
，we are blind;
赤身的
，we are naked.
当主这样责备他末了的教会
，when the Lord chastises the church in the end times,
我们应当有感觉
，we should respond to that.
我们不能再以为说我们样样都有
，we should not think ourselves rich.
恢复起初的爱心
，we shall be the first love shall be restored.
恢复对主完全没有保留的爱
，the love with no reservation to the Lord。
恢复弟兄相爱
，restore the brotherly love。
然后他后面就告诉我们
，and yet in the end he tells us，
你要向主买一些东西
，you need to buy from the Lord，
买白衣来穿上
，the white cloth，
买火炼的金子
，the refined gold，
然后买眼药来擦眼睛
，and the salve to put on your eyes。
然后他在门外叩门的时候
，And when he knocked on the door，
我愿意把门打开。
We are willing to open the door。
主，是不是在我们的门外叩门呢
？Is the Lord knocking on our doors？
主是不是一直渴望跟我们有更多的相交
？Is that the Lord is so willing to have a more fellowship with us？
我们一天有多少时间是花在跟主交通呢
？How much time do we spend each day fellowshipping with the Lord？
还是我们？对象都是人
，or we just continue to interact with people，
都是事
，things，
而主却在门外
，and yet Lord is outside the door。
主要我们从这上面悔改
，the Lord wants us to repent from this。
从教会历史中我们学教训
，we learn lessons from church history。
神整个恢复工作
，the recovering of His work，
由他开始
，He initiated the work。
刚才我们提到说他们被掳到巴比伦
，we just mentioned that the captivity。
啊，怎么样把那些人？带回来重建圣殿。
How can they be brought back to rebuild the temple?
那是神感动了古列王，就是波斯的君王。
Actually, God moved the heart of Cyprus.
然后圣灵也感动神的一些百姓。
And the Holy Spirit moved the hearts of His people.
但是不是所有的百姓都受感动。
And yet not all the God's people were moved.
只有很小的比例的人受感动。
Only a small percentage of people were moved.
他们被连根拔起。
They were uprooted.
他们已经在那里七十年了。
They have been spent 70 years there.
已经好几代人都在那里出生了。
They have gone through several generations.
他们整个的根都扎在那里了。
They have rooted there.
但神把他们连根拔起的时候，他们愿意。
When they were uprooted, they were willing.
所以这些人就回去耶路撒冷重建圣殿。
And they returned to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple.
后来又重修城墙。
And to rebuild the wall.
所以今天神也是这样子。
And the Lord is doing the same work. Now.
神只要能够得着一个人。
If the Lord can gain one person,
或者是在一个聚会里边，他得到几个人
，or in one assembly he can gain a few,
真正看见了基督的见证
，who really see the testimony of Christ,
真正顺服神
，who really are obedient to God,
愿意把自己摆在神的手中
，and willing to lift themselves into the hand,
神就可以做他恢复的工作
，and the Lord can do His work of restoration,
耶稣基督的见证
，the testimony of Christ,
让他被恢复的时候是什么样的光景
，when it is recovered, what kind of condition will be?
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们看看使徒行传
，Brothers and sisters, if we look at the book of Acts,
当圣灵一降临
，when the Holy Spirit was poured out,
教会一开始
，and the beginning of the church,
大量的人得救
，and a lot of people were saved.
圣徒们生活在一起
and the disciples live together
聚会在一起
they gather together
天天的聚
they gather every day
一起用饭
they have a meal together
一起敬拜
they worship together
一起侍奉
they serve together
没有一个人把自己东西当作是自己的
they hold their none of them held their possessions
他们变卖所有一切的奉献给神
they sold out all they possess and gave it to the Lord
让神去供应那些穷苦的弟兄姊妹
so the Lord can use that to supply for the poor
让神去供应那些穷苦的福音朋友
they can supply to the poor gospel friends
让神的国度能够扩张
so the kingdom of God can be expanded
非常非常的荣耀
it was a glorious
因为这样
because of that
神迹奇事随着他们
and there's a lot of miraculous signs
同志们我们需要知道个秩序
So brothers and sisters, we need to know the sequence.
他们怎么得到这个光景?
How did they get to know that condition?
先有那120个人同心合一的在马可楼上祷告虚听。
There was 120 disciples praying in one accord on that upper room.
今天我们对祷告非常的不热心。
Now, not many of us has the zeal for prayer.
我们主日聚会人最多。
We have most of brothers and sisters on Sundays.
读经聚会其次。
And then, the Friday Bible study the next.
祷告聚会最少。
And we have fewer for prayer meetings.
并且变动也最大。
And we have a lot of fluctuations.
弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
如果我们不恢复祷告聚会。
If we do not recover the prayer meetings.
我们别想要复兴。
Then there's no hope for revival.
如果我们连这样的时间、这样的摆上都不肯。
If we are not willing to put our time and energy to that matter.
所以当初那个光景。
So for that initial condition.
从那个同心合一的祷告开始。
It's from the prayer with one accord.
所以圣灵的工作。
So the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以就带进弟兄和睦同居。
And that ushered in the brotherly love.
带进圣灵膏油丰满的浇灌。
And that ushered in the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
带进那个永生生命。一个蓬勃的发展
that usher in the abundant life
所以福音就传到地极
and the gospel was preached to the end of the world so brothers and sisters
要我们恢复他的见证
the Lord wants us to recover his testimony
把他的荣耀再带回到教会中
to usher back in his glory to his church
把神的同在带回来
to bring back in his presence
把神的同在带回来
to bring back in his presence
因为我们爱他
because we love him
把他的同在带回来
We can usher in his presence.
因为我们彼此相爱
Because we love one another.
把他同在带回来
Then his presence will be with us.
好，我们来唱首诗歌
Let's sing one more song.
我们来唱诗歌第660首
Hymn 660
那我们为着这个见证
For this testimony.
一同来征战
Let's fight together.
并且说我不敢稍微失败
And we shall proclaim that I dare not be defeated
因有加略在望
with a Calvary in view
主耶稣在加略山上得胜
where Jesus conquered
我们奠定了得胜的根基
is the foundation of our victory
教会今天应当在这根基上和他一同得胜
we shall be victorious on that foundation
凡是有心愿的
for whoever have a desire
来响应他做得胜者
we shall respond to him to be an overcomer
来关心耶稣基督的见证
to care about the testimony of Christ
把自己献上去
to offer ourselves to him
好吗我们起立来唱
let's all stand up
我们唱两节
let's sing two stanzas
我们唱第一和第四节
we just sing stanza one and four
之后我们有一点祷告
then we have a word of prayer I dare not be defeated with your judgment in view. When Jesus conquers Satan, 算我一番之霜。求主恩典的理想多在你佛的身。没我这个大长子 Close your eyes, be as mine The center The inside of glory 是我这个大长子 Incarnate Land the sun I do not so wish it by chance of love
喜喜善，因为我主担担担，耶稣担我负担，就坐进入藏殿，同心来破难的，是我天路奔上的，我心一直到来，那上的身上。
So pray in unison.
主，我们感谢你来地上的日子，主你为我们的圣，主你在地上不仅是行了神的路程，不仅把神的生命彰显，并且你得胜了。主啊，你把这个得胜是给你的教会，所有一切的需要，主都预备整齐。主啊，但愿我今天活在你的面前，哦，能够靠着主，我们一起得胜，哦，主恢复你的见证，在你的教会中，在个人的身上，在团体的身上，愿我主耶稣基督的恩格外丰盛的领导，感谢赞美。
Continue to do your work, and we thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
主，我们永远感谢你。
Lord, we thank you forever.
在加略的十字架上。
On the cross on Calvary.
你为我们征战。
You battle for us.
仇敌的全军攻击你。
The attack of the enemy was on you.
让你受辱。
And so you died.
受羞辱。
You were put in
shame. 你没有退缩。
You didn't draw back.
主啊，你为了我们的缘故。
For our sake, Lord.
把一切都摆上去。
You offer yourself.
求主让我们。
Lord, pray that for us.
我也这样把自己摆上。
We will also offer ourselves to you.
愿你呼召我们做得胜者。
Lord, as you called us to become overcomers.
因为耶稣基督的缘故。
It's for the sake of Jesus Christ.
让我们有得胜的把握。
So that we have assurance of victory.
使教会恢复基督的见证。
So the church, the testimony of Jesus Christ can be restored.
在这个最荒凉的时候。
In this desolation.
最暗淡的时刻。
In this dim time.
主啊，使灯台重新明亮起来。
May the lampstand be again be lightened.
使你在我们中间仍然居首位。
So you will be in the first place among us.
使你可以自由定义行事。
So you have a freedom to do your work.
愿你荣耀充满你的教会。
May the glory fill your church.
愿你的教会荣耀你的名。
May your church glorify your name.
奉主耶稣宝贵的圣名。
In Jesus' most precious name, I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.